I'm Susanna.
And I'm Sarah. And this is our podcast, Silent Matters.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Silent Matters. I'm Susanna. I've got Sarah here with me.
Hi, guys.
We have another very special guest with us today. I'd like to introduce you to Connie Bolger, who is the Sponsorship and Marketing Manager of Geelong United Basketball. Welcome, Connie.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So it's so great to have you on our show today. Can you give our listeners, I guess, a bit of a rundown about your role at GUB and, you know, what that means out there in the community and from a social responsibility side of things?
Absolutely. So the role is, it's multifaceted because there is that sponsorships and partnership element as well as the marketing. So if I look at the partnerships and the sponsorship side, the sponsorship's really about being able to align with businesses that we can then bring on to, I guess, you know, fund a lot of our programs, ensure that we have the pathways all the way from, you know, under 10s all the way up to our NBL 1. The partnerships is a really critical part of the role. So the partnerships is probably more about engaging with community partners, local businesses, where we can basically work together to be able to bring a program, an initiative, or anything that's really important to a particular area of the business. Mm. And then the other part is the marketing. So for me, the marketing is really about telling the brand story. So being out there in the community, telling everyone about Geelong United Basketball, and then being able to essentially generate leads where we can get inquiries for players, for businesses, and continue to build and grow as we go along.
It's, I mean, my girls play for GUB and it is such a well-oiled machine. I mean, what is it? It's predominantly, I would imagine, I know coaches and assistant coaches and team managers, they're all volunteers, right? So how do you, I guess, and apart from the side that, you know, you want to be involved because it's your child playing, how do you, I guess, create that community around GUB and then go out and sell that to the businesses and get their sponsorship in?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'd say there's probably two elements. Mm-hmm. There's basically our purpose. So for us, it's promoting lifelong activity, which to me, you can't really argue with. It's about keeping people healthy all the way from being an under 10s or, you know, being a kid all the way through to the very end, which we have walking basketball, which is for 65 plus. So for us, it's about...
Walking basketball?
Yeah.
Walking basketball!
In case anyone breaks a hip or...
When you're ready.
Actually, cut that out.
Yeah, you can enroll.
Are you not that old? Really 29, aren't we, Suze?
Yeah,
29.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Well, you could still play if you'd like. but there's lots of different programs, all different abilities, ages, and pretty much like skill levels as well. So that's probably one element of it. Mm-hmm. The second element is being able to actually engage with the local community and be able to, I guess, work towards, as we said, keeping people active, but also that it's purely fun.
Yeah.
So that's the biggest thing is you want to be high performing, that people can move through the pathways if that's their goal. But for most people, it's being socially connected, it's having fun and staying active. So I think a lot of people are very like connected to that purpose, as well as for them, it's social connectivity. So it's being able to volunteer at a basketball game, you get to see the players, the parents, the kids, and it's very tangible that what you're putting in, you get to see the output in front of you. Yeah.
There was something, Sarah, you were telling me about with GUB and Lifeline just recently. Yeah,
that was great.
Yeah, so we are still in Lifeline Week.
Oh, you
so,
are?
Yeah.
You didn't get asked though. Suze didn't get asked this week.
So Sarah and I were having a chat in the office and I was saying we had a basketball game last night and she said, did you donate to Lifeline? And I said, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh.
And so, I mean, you charge $12 a game for the kids. That's where you guys recoup fees, which is fantastic. And Sarah said, well, you could have donated a dollar. And I said, well, nobody asked.
Well, I'll provide them feedback because
they just need to get someone in trouble.
No, that's all good. So yeah, it is Lifeline Week. It is basically all about kind of generating funds for Lifeline and awareness. So I think just the presence and having these kind of conversations is really important to know that Lifeline services are there for people who need them. And then this Saturday, we've got the NBL 1 Lifeline round. So again,
oh, wow, where's that?
So that's at the Geelong Arena.
Oh, amazing.
And a dollar from every game day ticket is donated to Lifeline. So GUB is donating that dollar to Lifeline, which if it's a sellout, that's nearly 1,500 tickets, which is really exciting. Yeah. So that's just one part of it. And for this week, it's the game ticket. So hopefully next time you're in, someone asks you if you'd like to donate a dollar and that also will go towards Lifeline. So.
I know.
Do you change then charity? Like, is that something that's ongoing, you change charities, or is this just an one-off initiative that you're doing this game
extra dollar when you book a game ticket?
No, so they are our pretty much three – we've got three charity partners, Lifeline being one of them. We've then got Read the Play as yes. well as the Barwon Health Foundation. So the end goal really is through these charity partners is to do this every year. And I think, as far as I know, we've been working with them for a couple of years yeah. and this would be the third year working through a bit of a fundraising activity. Okay. But the game day ticket or the community competition tickets is a newer part of it because that's the biggest part of Geelong Under Basketball. So there's close to 8,000 players playing per week.
Wowzers.
So if we got everyone to donate a dollar, then that would be a huge fundraising activity.
Isn't it? Oh, it's just amazing, really. It's a very well-oiled machine.
And a dollar for everyone's pretty good. Like so.
Yeah, if people are asking the dollar.
If
they're asking.
I won't dob the 15-year-old kid that was behind the counter.
That's okay.
That forgot to.
Someone's in trouble after this.
Bless him. You've just knocked over another light.
No, it wasn't me. I'm not moving. It was you.
Oh, it's one of us.
Oh, sorry. Someone
knocked over a light. So, look, it is amazing. I guess, you know, with that social responsibility and Read the Play, I mean, we know Read the Play quite well. Sarah was involved in the recruitment side for their new GM, who is amazing.
With Michelle.
Yeah, yes. Michelle.
And we did that. So we obviously did that from a charity point of view too. So we, when Read the Play came to us, obviously it's a non-for-profit organisation trying to help the community. So we decided to do our recruitment services at no charge to obviously then give back in a way also to obviously help such a great cause. So, yeah, Michelle was an absolute standout and she's doing amazing, I think, in the role.
She's made a big impact, I think, already. And we were just talking last week, actually, because they've got their Read the Play round coming up as well. Mm. And she's got some great initiatives happening. And actually, our partnership with Read the Play is the first basketball organisation to actually partner with Read the Play. So it's traditionally been very football, netball, and we've wanted to transition it into the basketball community as well, given how much reach there is. And then the other part of that is being able to connect the three sports and other sports together to have that united kind of front for some of these initiatives.
So Read the Play is obviously all around, you know, the mental health and the well-being of our youth. I mean, Geelong United, is that do they just sort of go, okay, well, you know, it's sport, they're healthy, they're happy? I mean, is that something GUB focuses on and thinks about and strategizes around? I mean, is that something that you guys talk about and do you know from a HR perspective whether or not there's a huge focus on that?
Absolutely. So it's definitely something we consider. And I know that, for example, the VJBL competition, they do regularly talk about the mental health of the players as well as having that feedback loop from the team managers and the coaches, which is really important. Mm-hmm. So for us, it's being able to take on that feedback and then perhaps there's little changes we can make. Maybe it is running more programs like Read the Play so that it does start at that kind of coach or team manager level and can trickle down into the players and their families. So I think Geelong's a really diverse place to be, and there's lots of different families coming from different areas, and we're quite considerate of that, and they're all got different lives and it's different socioeconomics, and that's actually a factor in the way that people play basketball. And alongside that, there's a bunch of different organizations, some of them that we don't always disclose, that support players who might come from that kind of socioeconomic background or have other challenges so that they can continue to play.
That's so great, isn't it? Because it would be some, we're part of a soccer club as well, and I know that they do support from getting the uniform. I think it's about, $1,000 to sign up my son to pay for the soccer club and for the uniforms and things like that. So, that's a lot for some families. So they do have some people that give and pay for those students and that can't afford it, for those families, so they get to still be included and play. And I think it's amazing that, those things are offered. So
absolutely. Actually, that's a really valid point, though. I mean, if someone is, and we know, we've talked repeatedly on this podcast that there is financial pressure out there, junior sport is not cheap, I think junior sport is losing quite a lot of children because mum and dad have to toe the line when it comes to our daughter or our son's game of basketball versus food on the table. Because, as I said, it's $12 a GB every game. That might add up. And while it doesn't sound like a lot for someone who is on the breadline, if I'm allowed to say that, I think that's a really old-fashioned way to say it.
Or if you had two or three children playing.
Yeah.
And that becomes and
also $36 a week.
The registration fees. But there is an incentive. There is a you can get the registration fees back, can't you? Isn't there a link?
Yeah, so that's probably where I guess other businesses can get involved in supporting kids to continue to play sport and basketball. Definitely through the Youth League program and even our NBL one is you can sponsor a player, which covers their fees, which is a really, yeah, especially for the Youth League, because Youth League's that really critical part, I think, of a pathway where they're usually under 18 or just hit under, or just hit 18, and their next step really is they either stop and just continue to play community competition, or if they've got that support, they can go onto the NBL one or potentially the NBL as well. So I think for businesses, being able to sponsor some of those youth league players is a really key part of ensuring they can actually get to the next stage and go into more elite levels of sport.
And how do you get out there in the community and get these people to nominate and sponsor? And, I mean, what does that look like for you as a sponsorship and marketing manager? I mean, that must be such a key focus for you.
Yeah, absolutely. So for the Youth League, that's something that's actually driven by the player. So they can go out and approach businesses. For the NBL one, I cover all the player sponsorships. So some of them are already our sponsors, others are going out and finding new sponsors for new players. But the Youth League, that's something that we kind of manage in terms of allowing local businesses to get their logo out there or get them on the website or kind of get involved in those ways. We support them there, but there probably could be more that we could do to ensure that every player gets a sponsor.
Yeah, wow. I mean, I'm happy to sponsor a bus to drive my children to rep every Friday night because I'm so over it.
I know, it's all over the place. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Such a good idea, though. I think a bus was an amazing idea of taking players to Melbourne to the games, helping parents out.
Yeah, please. I've got Craigie Burn tomorrow night, so if anyone out there wants to give my kid a lift, I'd really appreciate it.
It's a good idea, though, I think, doing the bus side of things. But what does sponsorship actually mean? Like, we talk about how corporates can get involved. Like, what kind of money are we talking? Or is it an ongoing thing? Or what does it actually mean?
Yeah, well, I think sponsorship is really about how you'd like to get involved. So I find that some of our sponsors have a really personal connection to basketball. They're passionate about it. They want to be involved. They want to be seen to be involved. And that's kind of where it comes from. For them, it might be increasing opportunities that they have to the club. So it might be player sponsorship. They get to actually, you know, go and meet the players. It might be using them for their own businesses, staff. It might be more of the courtside experience. So we have courtside boxes, and that's how a lot of our sponsors will sponsor GUB through the courtside. Whereas, and this is probably more my traditional background of kind of sales and marketing, is for other businesses, it's really the exposure. So they want to kind of tap into an aligned organisation. So I'd always make sure that if I am speaking to a sponsor, they are kind of bought in on our purpose and our vision, which is that lifelong activity and the NBL one level, for example. But then the second part for them is really the exposure. So the basketball community is massive. And as we were saying, 8,000 players in the community competition alone per week. So for them, it's being able to be seen to be contributing to the Geelong local community, as well as actually being able to get their brand out there to, you know, each kid has a parent, if not two, if not a whole family behind them. So for them, it's being able to connect with those numbers, getting eyeballs on their product or brand. But it's completely, I think, for GUB and for me, is that it's completely tailored. So for me, it's understanding what your needs might be of a business, trying to tailor a solution that might suit you and get you the most value based on what's kind of motivating you. So it can be year on year. We've got sponsors who do like the 12 months. We've got players, sponsors that do a 3-year or even a 5-year. So it just depends on what you'd like to commit to and for how long.
Yeah, it's great. It's great exposure. Like, I noticed when I go there, there's awesome sponsorships you've got and banners up, and it's amazing exposure. And if you're saying how many, like 8,000 players go through, I know you've got a number of stadiums. Is it?
Yes.
It all falls under, because where's your office out of? You're out of the new.
Yeah, so we're at AWA Stadium, so that's in Belmont, but we've got the Geelong Arena, which is more of a council-owned or kind of run facility. That's where all the NBL One game days are, but we've also got a few schools or basketball courts around the region as well, so like Rovedale and LSP, where they'll play week to week as well.
Yeah, okay. So, but the exposure, if you look at that, like if you've got a big sign-up in AWA, like the amount of kids but parents coming through that door, like it's massive exposure.
Oh, so absolutely.
It is a great area, like you're not only actually helping the community by helping sport, but you're also getting exposure for your business. So I think it's a really good avenue and place to go down. If you're looking at sponsorship, yeah, I think it would have great return on investment for a business as well.
And I think it's even those digital elements. Like I think being local, having that ultra local focus in the signage is a great thing to have because it is just seeing your brand in more places, but also being able to be on some of our like EDMs. So for that 8,000 players, they're in our database along with all of our sponsors, partners, everyone else who's involved as a stakeholder of GUB. So there's that digital element as well from an EDM, a social media. Yeah. And I think a part of my role is my background's actually in video production. So being able to actually do some partnerships with some of our sponsors has been a key thing for me. And I think Jets Gym recently has been a really big highlight so far where we were able to actually bring the NBL One players out to Jets Gym, which was a new place in Ocean Grove that they've developed, and do a bit of a like train like a, you know, Geelong United Supercat. That's all around fitness and training and, you know, fitness and sport. And I think that was a really great activation that we did just as a kind of thank you for being a sponsor of GUB and to give them a little bit more value for their marketing.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Oh, it's such a great venue.
What do you think, I guess, for any, you know, small, medium, large, as a minimum, what do you think companies should or businesses should be doing to support their community? I mean, we know around Geelong, you know, there's a pretty big home. I mean, I guess like Melbourne as well, homelessness. You know, there's Food Bank, there's Geelong. What's the Feed Me? Feed Me Geelong.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think as a minimum, like say for example, SJ should be doing to really support the community?
Yeah, definitely. So I think if we maybe start at sport and what we were talking about with supporting players to continue to play.
Mm.
So I guess being able to, if you can, sponsor a player or if there is – so we're basically Geelong United Basketball is a not-for-profit. Yeah. So anything that comes into the organisation really gets funneled into its pathway. Mm. So the goal for an organisation like us and many other, you know, the football clubs, the netball clubs – is so that there is a pathway for our local kids. Mm-hmm. And I think as a secondary benefit of that is that the more kids are engaged, teenagers, young people in sport, you do reduce the likelihood that they get lost and that they fall into other systems. And keeping them connected to their community and to sport and something that's structured can help keep people healthy and productive and connected. So I would say that's like a really easy, close to home probably for both of you to get involved in.
Yeah.
The other one is that we have a strong connection to a lot of the charity partners. So finding something that's local is a really big thing I think for us and for local businesses to do is find something that goes to Geelong, for Geelong, and that you can directly get involved with. So I think, we did Run Geelong last year. We're about to do Dry July, which goes to the Andrew Love Cancer Centre in Geelong. And I think that's those key activities where you can kind of really go hyper local and get to meet new people, you get to support a great cause. And I think as an offset, you are keeping especially young people in line and, you know, connected.
Oh, it's so important, sport for young kids. Like we both got three children each and, sport is just so important for them. I think it just it makes them feel connected, absolutely. It
kills the parents.
A bit salty about driving over Craigman.
I am actually.
But it does. I think it's definitely got that. I think it's so important and it keeps them hopefully engaged. They don't go looking outside for other things to keep them entertained, so they've got that. They're tired from sport, so they don't go out drinking all weekend or on drugs because they know they've got to get up and play and they're passionate. And I think it just keeps them hopefully on the snake
on train on track
on track for longer. So
I think that, like you were saying earlier about Lifeline, is I was speaking to some of their team yesterday and they were saying like one of the biggest like reasons people call in is this extreme loneliness. And I think for things like Read the Play as well as being able to play in sport, you actually stay connected to a social network and that is really what it helps your mental health and it helps ensure that you've got the support you need and you're not on
absolutely.
Your own.
Yeah. I mean, what I love, so my girls all play, if something's gone wrong at school, you know, they go and train and they've got a whole new crew of friends that have nothing to do with their school life, don't know anything about it, and everything just goes back to normal for them for a few hours. And then if there's something going on at school, then they face that the next day. But I really strongly believe you have to have, as a kid, that friendship circle well and truly outside of just your group of friends at school. I mean, that's what keeps them sane when stuff's going down at school, right?
Yeah.
So it's so important. It's so important.
Yeah, absolutely. So, oh, that's amazing. Thank you. Mm-hmm. That's been so insightful and interesting and great to learn a little bit more about, you know, how we get involved in the community a bit more, and which is something we probably need to do as
definitely.
Well. So we try and get quite involved.
We might sponsor someone.
Yeah, maybe we'll wonder who.
I'll send you a few names.
Yeah, do.
I actually went to the game last weekend, the weekend before, and I noticed when they ran out, a few of them didn't have sponsors. I did actually notice that.
Yeah, so they were actually youth league players. So they're not technically contracted NBL 1 players.
Okay.
That's a development opportunity for them. So they get to play up and work with the NBL 1 team. So, yeah, it's a massive opportunity for them.
Okay.
I think one of them does have a sponsor and the other one had paid for his own fees, but now that that's on my radar, I've been talking to a couple of our sponsors to see if we can potentially even refund him for his fees. So,
can you tell us what those fees are? Is that possible, or are they different? Or
yeah, no. So usually the youth league is more around that kind of 600 to 800, depending on where they're at, and then for the player sponsorship for NBL 1, that does range. It's usually upwards of 1,000.
Yeah, okay.
You'd be looking at, and just depends on, you know, what you'd like to get out of their relationship as well.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. That's for the year or something like that.
Yeah, for the season. Usually. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Fantastic. But
the season's quite short this year, so.
Is it really?
Yeah. So we're going from April to July, which is usually it's very condensed. They're doing double headers, and there'll be Friday night games, Sunday night games. So
yeah. Okay.
Feeling it's for one the this weekend, isn't it? Do you say?
Yeah. So this is Lifeline round this Saturday. Yeah.
Exciting. What time is that?
So the women start at 5 and the men start at 7
Amazing.
O'clock.
So yeah, it's good. I went a couple weekends ago. It was really good.
Yeah, it is so
really
much fun.
It. The kids
it's
loved
so
it.
So much fun. But yeah, in terms of kind of, again, supporting your community, getting to the women's game at 5 o'clock, it would be, makes a massive difference.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
The stadium's not full at 5 o'clock. Mm. It's full at 7.
I know.
So I think, in terms of, like, if you're coming to the game or if you're a business getting involved, like, getting your team there nice and early to support the women. Yeah. They've had a few wins already, so I think they're a good team to watch as well.
Amazing.
Okay. Awesome. Connie, well, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
And, yeah.
It's been so lovely to chat to you.
Look forward to watching this space.
Absolutely. We'll see you at the basketball.
Sounds absolutely. Good. Thanks, Connie.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.